ghetto as F. Stand so ghetto as fuck.
As F. Ghetto as fucking F.
What's up, you lovers of all shapes, sizes, colors, and genders. I am T-Buds.
And I'm Blue Smoke. How are you all doing today?
I'm sure everyone's doing a lovely, just like I'm doing a lovely. And I'm sure Blue is doing a lovely as well.
A lovely lady I'm doing.
Yeah, I wish. You must be invisible. You must be fucking Wonder Woman's airplane.
Or airplane, that's not... All right, anyway.
Because it's invisible.
Get out of this view for a second.
That was the joke, that it was invisible.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a woman. It's an airplane.
What if... I thought the airplane's name was Lucille. That's a woman's name.
I don't know the name of the airplane. How do you know the name of the airplane?
I don't. I made it up.
Uh-huh, okay.
But I was convincing.
Sure, uh-huh, sure. All right, today... All right, so... We're coming to you live again, live
again.
Podcast from livestream.com/ghettoasf and also ghettoasf.podomatic.com for the audio or iTunes, search Ghetto as F.
Yes.
So,
today's
topic is,
on the table
is something we haven't done before. I can't believe we've never done this before. But
like
we are doing
guys that we're gonna be talking about
to catch a predator with Chris Hansen specifically with Chris Hansen because
Chris.
We gotta talk about him.
Chris Hansen.
We've never brought up this guy and he's a phenomenon everywhere. I mean, people watch the show.
People don't really
watch the show to see the predator get caught. Sure, that's part of it, but they watch it because the way Chris Hansen deals with the situation and the way he acts to these people.
And he's such a douchebag. That somehow you feel sorry for the motherfucking
child
predators.
Yeah, the way Chris Hansen does it, he just like, he's like, tell me why you're here.
Tell me why you're here. Well, there's a 12-year-old, and you feel bad for these guys because you actually like, you're like, man, it's bad enough that they were gonna fuck a 12-year-old and got caught, but then they have to talk to this motherfucker.
Yeah. But then once Chris Hansen starts reading off the transcript, then you don't feel bad for them no more.
But then you kind of do because you're like,
you predator.
They sent pictures of the dicks for a girl to enjoy. And Chris Hansen's got to be looking at pictures of the dicks. So it's like, Chris Hansen sees your dick.
Yeah.
If you got herpes, if you got some kind of weird fungus, if you don't shave your shit down there, if you got a tiny penis, Chris Hansen knows. And I bet he's demeaning about it. I bet he's like, so you showed a picture of your penis.
Not small.
I understand that 12-year-old, but really?
And not only,
your penis. This is what you were gonna give this 12-year-old the best night of her life with, this right here.
Yeah, but
this right here.
Not only does Chris Hansen know, but you're on national television.
So, thank God they blew the pictures out.
But Chris Hansen describes, so he's telling everyone.
Yes.
All in all, don't be a child predator.
Oh no! And then the best part is like
you don't want to get embarrassed by Chris Hansen
because if you haven't seen the show, it's pretty much. They have like these fake screen names. They have these fake names, and they like have them go into chat rooms, and they have like adults pretend to be like little kids, like little 12-year-old boys and girls. And then like guys are like, "Hey, I got wine coolers and lubricated condoms, so it's not gonna hurt that much because you get drunk and then lubricate the condom, put it in your pussy or your asshole, and won't be that bad." So then, of course, the decoys are gonna be like, "Yeah, come on over and fuck my tight ass pussy." See what I did? That tight ass and pussy. See, Dad, it's funny. Anyway, so the guys come over with like little Walmart bags. Like they stopped at Walmart on the way.
McDonald's.
Some people even bring McDonald's to like feed them because, you know, there's nothing worse than a little 12-year-old who's hungry during the fuck session.
And that's that what you bring to all your dates is a McDonald's?
Yeah. Hey, what's up? I got you some fresh fries, dollar menu.
Yeah.
I got it off the dollar menu. So, you know, you're important to me. I'm concerned about what you want. So they come in, and all of a sudden, Chris Hansen's like, have a seat. And the guys are like, oh, okay.
Chris Hansen comes out. No, he always comes out with a zinger.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy's like, oh, I want to give you a hug. Come over here. And all of a sudden, Chris Hansen walks out. What, no hug for me?
Or
bam!
Or show the decoy, they have like a little 18-year-old actress pretending to be 14-year-old, be like, oh, come into back. I'm into swimming. I got chocolate all over my shirt. I need to change. The guy's like, you could change in front of me. And Chris Hansen walks out butt naked. Mind if I change in front of you? And it's like, what the fuck? No.
Only if he did that.
Yeah. So then they sit down and interview. And then all of a sudden, Chris Hansen's like, do you know who I am? And the guy's like, no. And he's like, I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. And all of a sudden, motherfucking cameras come out of the closet.
You know what's really funny? There's an episode where the guy runs out of the house before Chris Hansen has a chance to tell him who he is, and Chris Hansen runs after him and
like,
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC. It's like, don't you walk away from me before I explain who I am.
Do you think he does that when he has sex?
Yeah, I'm Chris Hansen.
Like, he's like, the woman comes in and nice slutty-ass lingerie. It's like, sit down for a moment.
What are you doing here?
So I have these dirty texts that you sent me. Do you really want to stick your tongue on my male member? Oh, that's interesting. Do you know who I am? Oh, you don't? I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC, and you are on a documentary show, and all of a sudden people come out of the, with boom mics and shit. Well, that would be the weirdest date ever, wouldn't it? Like, this...
First of all...
Fuck Chris Hansen.
Those boom mics that they're using aren't even working because the audio doesn't get any louder as the boom mics get closer to the people. So they have like the area mics in the house.
They have lavalier mics and shit on Chris Hansen.
They have the lavalier mic on Chris Hansen. And then
just for effect.
Yeah, exactly.
Here's a boom mic.
The cameras work because they show the different angles, but the boom mics aren't really working because the audio from the Predator is still the audio from whatever mic they have hidden in the room.
And all the guys come in saying the same stuff like, I wasn't coming here to have sex with her.
Some guy with like a video mixing machine rolls out. I'm mixing the video right here in front of you.
I wasn't here to have sex with her. I was here to warn her about people on the internet. I was coming here to teach her a lesson.
I drove three states.
Straight night. Yeah. Then they read the conversation and it's like the most graphic. It's like, yeah, I was just showing her what could happen.
Yeah.
And then it's always like, the best part is Chris Hansen reading it out loud because he like censors it out in like weird white guy
terms. And the way he says it is so white. He's like,
someone
I want
like,
to stick your penis in my vagina.
It would be like, will you give me some dirty ass head? And of course they'll censor out ass and head. So it'll be like dirty blank blank. But Chris Hansen fills in the blanks for you. It's like, will you give me dirty oral sex?
And yeah, yeah.
It's like, Chris Hansen, did you really just do that for us? Guy's crazy. But what do you expect? The guy looks at a lot of pictures of dicks. I mean,
looks
he's
crazy.
He's got to be a faggot. Anyway, okay, we digress a little bit. So we're going to go from... This song might be perfect for child predators. Yeah. It's talking about eating babies.
But not
in the perverted eating babies.
We shortened our podcast today for y'all because we're going to play the whole song of this song.
It's about eating babies, but it's not about eating babies' pussy. It's about eating babies. Like
babies in general, by a band called Captain Mofo, which is actually going to make a reunion and re-record this song. And
it's a joke song.
Some other songs. It's a joke song.
So all
so
y'all that think these motherfuckers eat babies, it's not real.
Don't take it seriously. It's just for funnies.
It's just for fun.
Funnies.
Just for funnies. All right, let's play it.
Just for fuck's sake.
Just for fuck's sake. Sit down for a minute. Sit down for
everyone sit down for a minute.
Sit down.
I'm not getting up. I'm moving my chair so I can do the shit, the pick of the day, whatever it is. Yeah. Dude, not in my fucking studio.
Sorry.
You know there's bad circulation here because the foam and everything.
Sorry.
T-Buzz just farted.
I just farted.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, it hurt that.
God.
All right. Put the song on for you while we air condition the room.
Sometimes I get these cravings late at night. Taco Bell will never do, McDonald's just ain't right. Craving something special, something small and light. I think I'm in the mood to eat a baby tonight. That's right. Shopping cart anyway. Set the baby down. Put it in the oven till it turned golden brown. Began to set the table. Put on a fork and knife. Giggling to myself, 'cause I took this baby's life. Ha ha! Took this baby's life. Not like me to eat babies, but I can't help. It's just a courtesy. Some might say that I'm crazy, but I'll just say. Inside still was thick. Realized it wasn't dead, so I drowned it in sick. Struggling quite a bit. Its skin was so, so soft. I cut it into pieces, then poured my dipping sauce.
That's it. Babies.
Yep.
So what did we learn today? Chris Hansen likes dick.
Chris Hansen's biggest cock block of all time.
Biggest cock block of all time. If you rape children, you fucking stupid. And T-Bud and Blue Smoke are the coolest motherfuckers left. Pretty much it.
Amen to that. All right, check out our MySpace, myspace.com/tbud630. That's TBUDZ630. Our live podcast, also streaming and on an on-demand page at livestream.com/ghettosf or livestream.com and search Ghetto's F movie discussions and more.
YouTube.com/muckers25, M-U-C-K-R-E-S, 25.
Yep, ghettosf.podomatic.com for our podcast or search on iTunes. Again, any of these pages you go to, there are links to everything else.
Yes.
So you can go to our MySpace, and there's links to all the other pages.
Yes.
So pick one, listen, and watch everything.
Yep.
And leave us comments, what you want us to podcast about. We're running out of ideas, so we need ideas from you. If you gave us ideas, we could do a podcast like every day, and we can get shit to you like that. You'd be plugging your iPod into your computer, and all of a sudden, it automatically upload the newest podcast. And what the fuck? You got something to listen to on the drive to work?
Here we go.
So don't spill your coffee. Watch out for that car in front of you. Oh shit!
Turn left, turn right, go straight.
All right, and flip that bitch off. No. Okay. So peace out. Peace, love, Jamba Juice.
Peace, love, Jamba.
Thank you.
predator was at.